Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 13th. A former teacher in Owen Sound has been sentenced to 22 months in jail after pleading guilty to sexual exploitation of a past student. 46-year-old Christopher Seaman was sentenced Monday in Owen Sound to 22 months jail time, 3 years of probation, a DNA order, a sex offender registration order for 20 years, and a 10-year weapons prohibition. According to the agreed statement of facts read in court, Seaman engaged in multiple sexual encounters with a teenage female student over a period of time. The judge shared the victim felt worthless and suffered immense trauma. The name of the victim and details of the case that could identify her are protected under a court-ordered publication ban. Seaman, a married father of two, lost his job as a teacher as a result of the criminal charges he faced. A letter from Seaman read in court says he understands the hurt he caused and apologizes to the victim and her family. New York City police have arrested the suspect they say is responsible for a shooting in the subway in Brooklyn. At least 10 people were shot yesterday after a gunman opened fire after setting off a smoke canister. The alleged shooter has been identified as 62-year-old Frank James. Police arrested James in Manhattan earlier this afternoon. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Russia's invasion of Ukraine amounts to genocide. The Prime Minister says targeting civilians, bombing hospitals, and using sexual violence against the Ukrainian population are evidence of war crimes.
The way that they're attacking Ukrainian identity and culture, these are all things that are war crimes that Putin is responsible for. These are all things that are crimes against humanity.
U.S. President Joe Biden has also called Russia's actions genocide. Finland says it is considering joining NATO and it could apply within weeks. Finland and some other countries bordering Russia, including Sweden, have remained out of the Western military alliance in order to avoid provoking the ire of Russia. Russia has said if Finland joins, Russia will need to rebalance the situation and that there would be political and military consequences. NATO has offered Finland its Article 5 security guarantee, which states any attack on Finland would be considered an attack on NATO. As expected, the Bank of Canada raised its key interest rate target by 50 basis points this morning to 1%. Central Bank Governor Tiff Macklem says inflation is too high and Canadians should expect interest rates to continue to rise toward more normal levels. The pace of inflation reached the highest level in 3 decades in Canada's latest Consumer Price Index update in February, an annual increase of 5.7%. Hospitals across southwestern Ontario have updated their ongoing protections against COVID-19 and confirm current masking requirements for everyone entering their facilities will continue indefinitely. Supporting this announcement locally are Grey Bruce Health Services, Hanover and District Hospital, and the South Bruce Grey Health Centre. In addition to continuing to require masking, active screening of all individuals entering hospitals will be maintained. COVID-19 immunization policies that require all new midwives, physicians, staff, volunteers, and contractors to be vaccinated will also remain in place. Meantime, Canada's top doctor is advising you continue wearing a mask, regardless of whether your province requires it. The call from Dr. Theresa Tam comes as the country sees a resurgence in COVID-19 rates. Warner Brothers has submitted to the Chinese government's demands to remove a 6-second reference to a same-sex relationship in the new Harry Potter series movie Fantastic Beasts. Warner Brothers claims the spirit of the movie stays the same, telling Variety magazine it made nuanced cuts in order to respond sensitively to a variety of in-market factors, and it simply wants to bring the movie to Chinese audiences. It topped the box office there opening weekend. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack hosts the Barrie Colts tonight in their second last game of the OHL regular season. Game time is 7 o'clock at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. The Attack are currently 6th in the Western Conference, and a loss tonight, Saturday against Kitchener, or a point picked up by the Guelph Storm over their last 2 games would officially set up a first-round playoff matchup for Owen Sound against the Flint Firebirds. 4 games in the NHL, 2 Canadian teams in action. Montreal visits Columbus and the Winnipeg Jets host the Seattle Kraken. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs return to action against the Washington Capitals after a 5-2 loss to the Buffalo Sabres last night. In Major League Baseball, it's Jose Berríos against Gerrit Cole tonight, as the Toronto Blue Jays play the third of four against the Yankees in New York. The Jays and Yankees have split the first two games. And in the NBA, it's Charlotte against Atlanta and San Antonio at New Orleans in the 9-10 play-in games tonight. The Cleveland Cavaliers and LA Clippers await the winners to play for the 8th and final playoff spots in the Eastern and Western Conferences.